This beautiful Georgian museum has long been a tortured sight. Look closely at the small windows near the street level. Peer in, if you dare. You're looking at centuries-old dungeon. You may still hear the moans and screams of those souls trapped here for eternity. Today, the upstairs houses a museum, and during opening hours, you can still tour the basement. A chilly respite in the heat of Charleston summer days. But underneath, the basement is, well, what locals would call troubled. In 1718, this was the Half Moon Battery. Before this building was built, the basement prison existed. It held within its dark, damp walls pirates who threatened the safety of Charleston Harbor. The crew and gentleman pirate, Stede Bonnet, who was in league with legendary Blackbeard, was kept here until he would be hanged by the neck until dead, further down the road at White Point. Bonnet, like many of the pirates who arrived in Charleston, only to never leave, may still be lurking around. He was one of the worst pirates Charleston had ever seen. Worst as in not good at it. He was actually a well-brought-up, educated, wealthy man who made a fortune taking over his father's sugarcane plantation. At some point, some sources say to get away from a demanding wife, he left the life of a gentleman to become a pirate. He used his personal funds to buy a ship named the Revenge. He hired a crew, but he forgot one thing. He did not know how to sail. When he arrived in Charleston, his crew was planning a mutiny. But instead, he met the legendary, and actually good, and I mean good at it, not in any way a good person, pirate Blackbeard. Blackbeard boarded the ship and took over. Which was fine with Bonnet. He got to live the life of a pirate, but not do any of the work. The two blockaded Charleston and robbed any ship they could find, but true to his nature, Blackbeard double-crossed Bonnet and left him in Charleston, where Bonnet was captured. Within these walls, men and women were tortured, kept in darkness day and night. Not that they were all innocent of wrongdoing. This is a prison, after all. Reports of screams and painful moans, chains swinging, clinking against the stone walls having never been touched. Visitors who feel whispers in the ear and hands around their necks. See for yourself sometime. A visit to the old Exchange and Provost building is a must, especially if you're interested in the colonial and revolutionary Charleston.